The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back to the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational here in Oskaloosa, Kansas, where we're really getting set for Friday night high school hoops here on CAIR Radio. As in game one tonight, as we are in pool play, it'll be the Rossville Dogs and the Valley Falls Dragons. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, you know he's in the CAIR studio. That's where he spends probably more time than he'd like. He's a good man back there taking care of all the production and engineering, and he's handling the work down in the studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Great to have you along here this evening. A couple of teams that don't get to see one another very much. Geographically, somewhat separated by conference and all of that. So with that said, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk about the game, bring you the starters, and more when we return here to Oskaloosa for the first of two right after this.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine CAIR for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing CAIR to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Welcome back, and they have dispensed with the introductions by the public address announcer, so I'm going to take care of that. And as we come back to play, the ball comes up the court. Valley Falls has it. We're underway here, and we're going to get a travel by Valley Falls. Let's just set the starters for you. First of all, for Rossville, how about those Dogs under head coach Emin Bradley? They're going to be starting Cade Perrine. He's a junior. Junior Francesco Patrizzi, a senior, and Hunter Boyce, pair freshman. Jason Horak and Brock Bush. For Valley Falls and head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, Valley Falls Dragons are going to be going with Zach Evans, a sophomore, junior Dylan Cervantes, and three seniors, Avery Gatzmeyer, Brennan Miller, and Trenton Kraxner. We're just underway here and is scoreless in the opening moments. Rossville, we've had the chance to bring you a Rossville game earlier this year as they played Atchison High School on the 17th of December out in Rossville, and it was the Phoenix coming away with a win in that game to the tune of 49-40. Not high scoring. Here's a three, too strong. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Gatzmeyer. Valley Falls coming up the floor on offense. Scoreless ball game, less than a minute in. So Rossville enters the game tonight with a 2-9 mark. Here's a shot blocked down at the baseline. Knocked away by Francesco Patrizzi. And back up the floor quickly. Here comes Rossville. mentioning Rossville has a 2-9 record coming in, and now they're going to turn it over, and up with it is going to come Kraxner. Trenton into the forecourt with the basketball and kicks it out on top to Dylan Cervantes. Rossville with a win over ACCHS earlier in this invitational. It was a 48-40 win over the Tigers, and now the shot up and no good. Avery Gatzmeyer can't make it fall, and we're a minute and a half into this thing. Nobody's been able to put the ball in the hoop yet. Rossville with the ball back out on top. The Dogs are in the visiting colors tonight. Bright, bright red with white lettering and trim. I'm talking Rutgers here. The ball's going to be slapped out of bounds. It'll go out of bounds off Rossville, and Valley Falls back in play. Valley in the home white with gold and trimmed in black. 2 minutes into the ball game, nothing on the boards yet. How about that? A little bit of a surprise. Valley Falls, very high-powered team, high-powered offense. They've got the ball under the rim. Can't get a shot away. Cervantes left side, falling away. Off balance, scores it. There's your first bucket of the ball game, Dylan Cervantes. And it is 2-0 Valley, 5:46 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls coming into the ball game tonight, a perfect 10-0. Couple of polls out. They are either 2 or 3 in the state in Class 2A, depending on which of those polls that you adhere to. Here's a feed to the right side. They'll set shot up way too strong. Rebound tipped again, pulling down. Valley the outlet. Here's Gatzmeyer. It's all alone. He's up and in for two. So Avery Gatzmeyer gets his first bucket of the ball game, and Valley doubles their lead, and we're going to get an early timeout. Taking a break here in Oskaloosa, early on in game 1 of 2 here tonight. It's the Dragons for Rossville Methane.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Good to have you back with us here. We're in Valley Falls. We've got Valley Falls here in this game. We're in Oskaloosa. I look at Valley, I see him in white. I think they're at home, but really they're not. And Rossville, coming out of the timeout, is going to turn it over. Up court with the basketball. Here come the Dragons. 5 minutes ago in the opening quarter. It is only 4-0 right now. Low-scoring game. Valley around to the left side. Now they're just going to pull up with a three-point shot. It's up. It is no good. Rossville rebounds it down. Patrizzi, again, coming up with the board and up the floor, Perrine. Perrine's outlet pass stolen by Gatzmeyer. Back with it will come Valley. Avery down the left side, alternates hands with the dribble, and a little crossover on the left wing, comes out on top. Kraxner will have it at the top of the key. Working against I'm trying to decide what we're running on a defense here. Looks like a little box and one, maybe? Here's a feed over to the left side. The shot up underneath. Count it, plus one. This is coming to the scorer's table. The bucket good. The foul is going to be on Rossville's Cameron Badura, who has just come into the game, and an opportunity at a conventional three-point play for Zach Evans. Zach squares up, eyes up, shoots, and scores. Simple as that, has his third point of the game, and it is now 7-0 Valley. 4:25 to go and rolling along here in the opening quarter. Rossville looking to get that goose egg off the board. Now have it out on top to Kate Perrine. He'll have a little left-handed dribble, goes into the lane, slips a little, but still able to get it up and in. Perrine will have the first points of the game for Rossville. It is a 7-2 Valley Falls lead. Topside with it is going to be Kraxner. He holds it up, dumps it over to Dylan. Cervantes drives baseline, goes in, draws a foul. He's coming to the free throw line. And it's going to quickly be the second foul on Cameron Badura. So Cameron has come into the game off the bench early on and has proceeded in the course of about a minute and a half to pick up a couple of quick fouls. Here's a free throw. It is up and rolling around, and it's going to tumble in. So a good roll here for Dylan Cervantes. Dylan with one more shot coming up here. Takes his time, eyes it up. His team leads by 6, and That shot no good. But an offensive rebound down to the left side by Zach Evans. The baseline three is up and missing. Rossville coming up with a rebound. Here come the Dogs. Inside 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Back down the floor with it is going to be Perrine. He starts into the middle, dumps it back out on top. It'll come and get to Perrine on the right side. Cervantes has him in the Dragons player defense. Here's a three wide to the left and rebounding it down, Kraxner. Trenton coming up with the basketball and flying into the forecourt as Zach Evans kicks it over to the left side. Dogs are going to slap it out of bounds. It'll be touched by Partrizzi and go out of bounds into the Rossville bench. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Inbound it comes left side. Evans quickly up for a three that misses and a rebound. Cade Perrine, smallest guy on the court, but he's got a couple of rebounds. He's got his team's points, and now outlet pass. It's up and good. Patrizzi for two. It is now 8-4. Valley out front. Valley Falls has not made a substitution yet. The original starting five, Evans, Cervantes, Kraxner, Miller, and Gantzmeyer. Spinning in, Avery shoots too hard. Rebound is going to go out of bounds, and it belonged to Rossville. 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. 8-4. Valley Falls in front. Rossville is going to bring it up very slowly, methodically. Probably the best thing you can do against the speed and the transition skills that this Valley Falls club has. Here's a runner from the left side. It's short. Kraxner with a rebound. Baseball pass to the other side. Gantzmeyer on the floor once and in. Avery Gantzmeyer with four. That's the second time we've seen Valley really run the same thing. Coming down with a rebound. Gantzmeyer is already sprinting to the other end. And now the cross-court pass is anticipated, stolen, brought down the floor, and we're going to get a foul call. They could not get the bucket as Brendan Miller just couldn't think of the timing and the footing and the ball all coming together for him. So as he was still going to go up for what looked like a bit of an off-balance layup, he is fouled. It'll be the first foul for Brock Bush. Team foul three, Rossville. Valley Falls has yet to commit one. The first free throw, it's up and in. And Valley's going to stretch its lead on Miller's first point of the game. They are now leading at 11-4. One more shot here for Brennan. Airborne short. Rebound, Rossville. Up court with the basketball again. It's going to come Cade Perrine. He will cut into the lane, dump it over to the right side, just into the ball game. Big guy shot up for the baseline right. Will not go down. And Brody Leeds says, had a good look at it, but didn't quite have the distance. Here's a shot on the other end, quickly up and in. A couple of more for Zach Evans, and he's already at five. And it's a 13-4 ball game. Rossville going to make another substitution. The first dead ball opportunity is we're inside two. Here's a three, in and out, no. Kraxner with a rebound. Valley takes it the other way. Minute 50 to play here in the opening quarter. Three-point shot on the right side. Yep. Knocking it down, Brennan Miller. And as the game becomes a double-digit plus lead for Valley, we're going to get a timeout by Rossville. Taking a break, Joseph, for the minute 42 to go. Opening quarter in Oskaloosa. It's Valley Falls 16, Rossville 4.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Ashland County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coming back out of the court for Valley Falls, they're the first team to leave their bench. It'll still be the starting five for Coach Gantzmeyer. Zach Evans and Dylan Cervantes, Trenton Kraxner, Brennan Miller and Avery Gantzmeyer. They're out on the floor, kind of milling around a little bit in Rossville, using every moment of their timeout. And they're going to have Brody Leitz coming out. Back into the game is going to come Cameron Badura. Remember, he's got two fouls out there. Cade Perrine is going to bring it up. It'll be put in play by Brock Bush, and rounding out the five on the court will be Jason Horak. Ball up top side. Bush will have it. Kicks it out to Perrine. Kind of backs away. Working in front of Gantzmeyer. Huge size disparity there. Now the pass to the baseline is going to be knocked out of the hands of Bush, and it'll go out of bounds. Minute 20 to go, opening quarter. So I'm trying to decide if Rossville is going to try to put a little bit of the brakes on this thing, or they're just going to try to do a little different offensive set. Well, it's going to be knocked away, recovered out on top by Rossville. Bush has it. No shot clock here, so they've got all night to do this, or at least a minute 10 to do this. Here's a baseline three, set sail and short. Rebound to go back down. Valley Falls, and they'll fly up the court. Going to the left side, it's going to be Brennan Miller. Kicks it down to the baseline, and the pass a little bit out of the reach of Zach Evans. Rossville is going to have it back in. Rossville will make a substitution. Hunter Gross comes back into the game. And the first substitution in for Valley Falls will be Carson Clark. In the last minute of the opening quarter, Dogs with a basketball. Work it out on top. Here's the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational. Top of the key. Back over to the right side. It's going to be Bush. Way out between the circles. Gross hands it. Half a minute to go in the first quarter. Driving in, the shot rejected by Carson Clark. He saw that coming, did a great job of anticipating the shot, got a little bit of a jump on it, full extension of the arm, and was able to throw that ball out of bounds. Inbound it comes, and it's batted away, stolen. Here comes Valley. They're on the run. Cervantes behind the back, bounce pass is going to be knocked free, and it's going to go out of bounds. Coming back in to Oskaloosa. Or no, to Valley Falls. 26 seconds left. Skip pass right side. Kraxner up. Can't get it to fall. And we have a foul call coming in from the far side. The foul will be on Cade Perrine. It is his first. And again, Valley Falls coming to the free throw line. Rossville has not had a free throw yet in the game. And Trenton Kraxner at the line. The final starter to look for a point tonight will get it with that first free throw. So every starter for Valley Falls has scored. Dragons leading it now 17-4. One more shot coming the way here. Trenton, it is on its way. Knocks it straight in this time. Kraxner with two, and it's 18-4. And for Rossville, probably an opportunity looking for the final shot of the quarter. 20 seconds and rolling along toward the end of the first. Way up high is going to be Perrine. He'll start left, now drive right. Pulls up from about 12 off the rim, 1, 2, 3 times, and no good. Cervantes with the rebound. 5, across midcourt at 4. Left side, Gatzmeier. A running 3, too strong. Rebound tipped around it. The quarter expires. First quarter's in the book and our first game of the night. We'll be back. Time out of the floor. The score. Valley Falls 18, Rossville 4.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
The Rossville cheering group out of the court to entertain the crowd here this evening. It's a nice enough crowd. Not exactly an overflow crowd, but I'm going to tell you, kind of interestingly enough, as you scan through the place, with the second game still, well, I don't know what Joseph would know, an hour plus away, there are probably as many JCN fans in this gym, maybe more JCN fans than for either Rossville or Valley Falls, quite frankly. Here we go. Second quarter's underway, and it is Rossville basketball. They'll dump it over to the left side. Way out on top. Now the entry pass, batted free, stolen. Gatzmeier up the court. It's a three-on-three break. Avery will bring it up, slow it down, give it up to Dillon, and Cervantes will work the ball between the circles. You got Rossville back at a player defense. They're going to switch back to something else here. Zach Evans. He's underneath the Kraxner, spins, nope, rebound pulled down by the dogs. Coming out with it is going to be Patrizzi. So Francisco picks up the board. Here's a three-point shot. Too strong. Rebound again to Valley Falls. And Dylan Cervantes into the forecourt with it. Kind of the same five out there for Valley Falls that we had out to end the first quarter. As Carson Clark is out on the floor. Dylan Cervantes to Kraxner. Cervantes turns, shoots, and scores. Zach Evans and Avery Gatzmeyer. So the shot in the middle is going to be up and good, and it is now 20-4. Valley, 6:45 to go and rolling along. Zach Evans leads all scores now with 7. Now the ball is stolen away, and Evans mishandles it, falls away, puts a shot up and missed it. That was not Evans, that was Carson. That was Carson Clark. Now on the other end of the floor, the shot up off the window. No, offensive rebound, followed up. Yeah! There you go, Russo and Hunter Bros. It is 20-6. Valley Falls, 6:15 left in the first half. And just to be aware, the shot up underneath by Valley misses. Offensive rebound blocked. The kick back out on top. Kraxner between the circles it goes. Now a long three for Gatzmeyer, and it's in there. Avery, it's his first three. He's got 7, and it goes to 23-6, Valley Falls. Again, reflecting back to our trip down here a couple of days ago, and we have a foul off the basketball, that when the first game was done a little bit early, and Valley Falls has a foul called on Carson Clark. That's the first Valley Falls foul tonight. That first game was over early, and the second game then started a little bit early. They just utilized that typical 20-minute spacing between games, and I share that with you just to make you aware that in the event that this game does end a little soon, that second game of the night with Jefferson County North and Oskaloosa could get off to an earlier start. So just stay right there in front of your radio and keep it tuned here, 93.7, and you'll get it all. 5.5 to go in the half, 23-6. Valley in front, a little alley-oop underneath. The big man dishes it back out on top. Nearly lost, but deftly saved by Kay Perrine. Comes topside to Patrizzi. He will start in the lane. No room. Back to the top. The three shot. Oh, nice. Tayson Horak hits it for three. 23-9. And on the other end, the shot is up and good, and Zach Evans is at 9 points. 25-9. Valley Falls. Now inside 5 minutes to go in the first half. Quickly, Rossville up the court. Valley stays in their player defense. Way out high with the basketball. It's going to be Brody Leitz. They'll dump it over to the left side. Patrizzi drives in, goes inside Kraxner, and can't get it to fall. Rebound outlet Gatzmeyer. He'll take it down the left side, shoots, and scores plus one. So count the bucket, and a free throw coming up here for Avery. The foul is going to be on Jason Horak. It'll be his first foul of the game. And let me tell you something about what Valley Falls does. They've got so much speed. They've got so much confidence. They do something that, and we'll hit the Wayback Machine here, Mr. Peabody, because back in the late 70s and early 80s, and the free throw is no good, it's 27-9. Marymount and Salina did something very similar. When their opponent would shoot the ball immediately, two players from Marymount would start running to the other end of the floor because they knew one of two things was happening. Either you hit the shot, and then they were going to be putting it in bounds, and there's two more for Zach Evans. You're either going to hit the shot, and they were going to put it in bounds in the backcourt, or you were going to miss the shot, and they were going to rebound it, and then say they rebounded the ball down. There was never any hesitation, any look. They would turn and hurl it to the other end of the floor, and a top shot. It's up and good for Rossville. And a bucket to Cade Perrine for two more. So what's happening is, quickly as the shot goes up, Valley Falls is sending Gatzmeyer down the court, and he is on his way. Whoever comes up with the rebound just turns and fires the ball to the other end of the floor, catches him on the run, and it's turned into a lot of transition, easy transition buckets. 3:27 to go in the half, 29-11. Dragons in front, Dogs have the basketball. They'll dish it back over to the right side. And here's Francesco Patrizzi, backs into the lane, twists, turns, and as he falls away, he travels with it. A couple of substitutions coming in for Rossville. Back in are going to come Hunter Bros and Jason Horak. And Valley Falls, they're going to take a timeout. So we'll take a break with Coach Gatzmeier. Joseph, we've got 3:14 to go in the first half of our first game. It's been all Dragons so far. It's Valley Falls 29, Rossville 11.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good to have you back with us here. Oskaloosa, Kansas, for the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational. Coming out of the Valley Falls timeout for the Dragons. Looking out of the court, and we have all the stars out there. Yeah, we do. Zach Evans, Dylan Cervantes, Trenton Craxner, Brendan Miller, Avery Gatzmeier. Those are the five out there for Coach Caleb Gatzmeier. Here's a little backdoor pass. Easy bucket, plus one. Wow, Zach Evans made it look so smooth, and great credit on that little skip pass into the middle. Foul is going to be on Patrizzi, his first for Valley Falls. That's, what, 16 fouls, and Valley Falls has committed one foul so far. We're at 3:01 to go in the half. The free throw will complete the three-point play for Zach Evans. Zach's got 14 already. He's on his way to quite a night. Here's a little turnaround shot in the middle. It's up and in. Counted for Rossville, and Hunter Bros has four. With those 4 points, he leads his team in scoring. It is 32-13. Craxton will take it between the circles. Valley starts into the middle. Back to Gatzmeier. Straight away from the top. Nope. Rebound Cervantes. Has the ball stripped out of his hands cleanly. And rebound up the court for Ryan. Rossville would like to transition, but Valley's too quick. Now they'll kick it on top and take the uncontested three that won't go down. And on the effort of the rebound, it'll be saved back in. Dragons. Here comes Zach Evans. Down it comes Gatzmeier. Spins into the lane. Travels with the ball. Back to Rossville. It'll come at 2:14 to go in the half. Putting it in play, Patrizzi. Bringing it up the court will be Perrine. Just a lot to see Valley here in Oskaloosa in the home white. We're going to see kind of the same thing next game is Jefferson County North is going to be wearing the home white. Minute 57 to go, rolling along toward intermission in this contest. Cross-court pass, the wide-open three. Rebound tipped out. Up with it will come Cervantes. Knocked out of his hands, stolen back. Going the other way with it is going to be Horak. And the feed across and the layup is good. Patrizzi with a bucket. Horak the assist. It's now 32-15. And Rossville battling back, working hard. Right side with it is going to be Trenton. Dumps it over the left. Miller will start in. Hook pass underneath to Zach. Shot blocked, but a little bit maybe of a misjudgment of where that ball was going to be for Patrizzi. As he came down looking for the ball, they came across the arms and will pick up his second foul of the game. Back at the free throw line, Valley Falls and Zach Evans, who is 2 of 2 at the stripe tonight. Zach having a big, big game. Free throw. Yep. 3 of 3 at the line. 15 points now for Zach Evans. The sophomore. Zach Evans, one more shot here. Rims on, no good. Rebound tipped multiple times. Craxton's going to save it. Now, Miller for three. And a board down to Rossville. They're up the court. It is a three-on-three break. Coast-to-coast, driving layup. Not enough on the shot. And the rebound down to Craxton. having trouble dribbling the ball up the court and does the smart thing. Gets it over to Dillon. He'll bring it out on top to Zach, and Evans goes over to the right side. A minute to go in the first half. The feed underneath, way too far underneath. As Cervantes' shot has no chance to get around. He'll get his rebound off the miss, and this time it's boarded down by the Dawgs, Rossville. Baseball pass up the floor. The dish across, and they're going to bring it back on top again. Stepping inside, and we have a foul call. Trying to get to the middle, Kate Perrine was able to draw a foul. It will be on Brennan Miller. Miller picking up number one. And Kate Perrine will have the first free throw of the night taken by Rossville, and he will can it. 5 points this evening for Perrine. That gives him back control of his team's scoring lead. Second free throw. Gets them both. Perrine has a half a dozen. It's 33. That free throw a moment ago. 33-17. We're down to the last half a minute of the half. Underneath Gatzmeier. Just a power move. It's up and in. He is very, very strong underneath. 35-17. 20 seconds to go before intermission. Driver to the left side. Back and away. Keeping the dribble alive. Now back and away is Perrine. Looking squarely into the eyes of Zach Evans. Goes to the left side of the lane. Dishes down to the baseline. And Kraxner with a block from behind. No foul called. Here's Cervantes. Right side it goes to Miller. Back out on top to Gatzmeier. The Euro step and hits the three at the buzzer. Gatzmeier. They're giving it to him. And we're taking a break. It's intermission in Oskaloosa. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Dragons 38, Dawgs 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Welcome back to Oskaloosa. Halftime of the first game. It's all Valley Falls right now. They lead by 21 at the break. A recap of the first half scoring for Rossville. Leading the way, Kate Perrine with a half a dozen. Four apiece for both Francisco Patrizzi and Hunter Bros. And three in the game for Tayson Horak. For Valley Falls, wow. Zach Evans, 15. And Avery Gatzmeier, a long buzzer-beating three before the half. He has 14. It falls into Brennan Miller with 4-3 for Dillon Cervantes and Trenton Kraxner with a couple of free throws. So that said, dominating effort by Valley Falls. Rossville also has a little foul trouble, a couple of fouls apiece on Patrizzi and Padura. Valley Falls, in fact, as a team, committed only two fouls, one each on Clark and Miller. Two upcoming teams are out of the court warming up. Our second game, Jefferson County North and the host, Oskaloosa Bears. Looking forward to bringing that one to you. But first, the second half of this game coming up live. Toward that end, we're going to take a bit of a break. Kick it back to the Cat Radio Sports Studio. Halftime at the tourney. It's Valley Falls 38, Rossville 17, and we're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studios. My goodness, this halftime is going to be something special.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're from the Oskaloosa Tournament live this evening with the Valley Falls versus Rossville game now, and then we'll have the JCN versus Oskaloosa game coming up. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, tomorrow we will have an excellent game as the Benedictine Ravens are on the road in Oskaloosa, Iowa. For the women, it will be a 2 p.m. game. For the men, it should be around 4 p.m. Next Wednesday, we'll have Benedictine again in action as the Ravens will be hosting Evangel, 5:30 for the women's game, 7:30 for the men's game Wednesday. Coming up Friday, we've got high school basketball on the schedule. It will be announced. Now, we're going to take a real quick break, and then we'll be taking a look at the scores around the area as I have them.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a couple of finals in girls basketball. We have Washington County coming over Lynn, 42-34. Sabetha beat Ottawa with a final score of Sabetha 43, Ottawa 38. Girls games in action, we've got Clifton Clyde at the end of the first quarter leading Axtell 15-7. And at the middle of the second quarter, it was Centralia 15, Donovan West 4. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Valley Falls leading Rossville 38-17. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justify, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 20. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. Lows around 27. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies, calm and dry. Sunday, clouds on the increase by Monday. Low 40s, Sunday. Low 50s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 23 degrees out there. The wind is out of the south-southwest at 6 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 46%. The feels-like temperature is 15 degrees out there with a barometric pressure steady at 30.42 inches of mercury. Taking a look around the area, Valley Falls is checking in at 24 degrees, as is Leavenworth and Horton. Houlton is checking in at 26. We'll be checking back in with Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, we're back with you in Oskaloosa. Second half just getting underway. Valley Falls in Rossville, and we are 11 seconds in. And our official here on the near side calls a foul. It's going to be the first foul of the second half and the second foul of the ball game on Rossville's Tayson Horak. Welcome back, everybody. 38-17, Valley Falls in front, the number two team in the state of Kansas. Inbound pass. Straight into the hand. Trenton Craxner, who goes up and in. 40-17. Here's Roscoe with the basketball. They go way on top. Trenton nearly got a steal of that thing. Thumps it over to Perrine. He'll work out. Now goes all the way to the center circle. His defender, Dylan Cervantes, doesn't even follow him out there. He stays at the top of the key. Now the ball's going to be batted free, stolen. Outlet. Katzmeyer, he couldn't get to it. That one is too far out in front of him. The idea, though, was very sound, but the implementation, close. 7:17 to go in the third quarter. 40-17. Rossville trailing Valley Falls here at the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational. Patrizzi with the basketball. It's going to be slapped out of his hands, and as Francesco tries to recover it, and he's going to touch it last, and it will come back again to the Dragons. Don't forget our second game of the evening coming up here approximately 7:30 and perhaps sooner. It's going to be the home Bears, and they're going to be up against Jefferson County North. Here's a drive down the left side. The shot is up. No. We're about to go down. Here comes Rossville. Dogs into the forward corner. Down the left side is going to be Perrine. Little right-hand dribble. Works it up between the circles. Keeps it alive. Defended out on top by Miller. A little bit of motion now. So he'll kick it over to the right side to Badura, who's out there. Badura looking into the eyes of Cervantes. Get passed back out on top to Perrine. 6.5 to go in the third. Perrine drives baseline. Gets sandwiched between two defenders. And somehow he goes straight up between them and knocks it down. That was a great play for his 8th point of the night. 40-19. Gatzmeyer, a really long three online, but just a little bit long. As the ball hits the back of the rim, it caroms high in the air and goes over the top of the backboard. It'll be put back in play by Rossville. Again, we saw Rossville early in the year, back in mid-December, at home, and they lost to Atchison by 9. They did have a victory, 48-40, over ACCHS. I'll tell you what, the Rossville Dogs have had some losses suffered this year. They come in at 2-9, but man, they've had some close games. They lost to Chapman 59-51. They lost again to Atchison 49-40. They lost to Silver Lake 48-40. Lost to Ryder County 61-52. I mean, we're talking close games. They lost to Valley Heights 56-53. So they have had some very, very close losses this season. Here's a feed underneath, and as the shot goes up, there's a foul, and the official emphatically waves off the shot, says, hey, that was not happening right there. There was no shot. The foul occurred prior to, and that is going to be the third foul on Cameron Badura. That is the ball comes in. The shot goes up, and it's going to be up and in. Hand back to Trenton. Trenton cracks it with a half a dozen, 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. The scoring has slowed down a little bit, and frankly, some of the intensity and some of the vigor in this game has slowed down a little bit. We're going to get a timeout in Rossville. So we're going to take a little bit of a break here, Joseph, down to 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. As Valley Falls, easily in control, they lead Rossville 42-19.
Of us. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Return here tonight, and don't forget, last night the Benedictine Ravens, a couple of very impressive wins at home against two good Culver-Stockton teams. Well, they're going to have all of a day off, one, and we're going to be back with Benedictine tomorrow as the Ravens will be in Oskaloosa, Iowa, and it's going to be BC at William Penn. Game times at 2 o'clock for the ladies and the guys at 4 o'clock. Join us here, live coverage on CARE Radio. Benedictine. Ladies team is the William Penn ladies team is good. The William Penn men's team is phenomenal. Here's a little layup in the middle by Dylan Cervantes. He's got 5, pushing the score now to 44 to 19. William Penn's guys team, number 2 in the nation. And they are deep in talent up there for Coach Henry. Here's a pass left side. It's going to be slapped out of bounds and come back in again to Rossville. Rossville will go to the bench, and Brody Leach comes back in. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Still a 44-19 lead. This is in a 6-2 quarter. Now the feed inside off the inbound. Nicely done. It's up and in. Patrizzi with 6. And Valley Falls leads the second half by 2 at 6-4. If you want to, you know, you want to put the best possible spin on it for Rossville. It's a 2-point second half, but when you throw that first half in, it's a 44-21 game. Underneath, it goes to Brennan Miller. Miller kicks it back out to the edge, driving in is Evans. No room, back to Cervantes. Dylan gets it off top side, and Brennan Miller with it again. Valley's taking a little time now. They're burning some time, working on the offense, moving the ball, little backdoor pass to Kraxner, nicely knocked away by Brody Leitz, and it's going to go out of bounds down to the baseline. It'll come in play at the Valley Falls offensive end. Kraxner will take the inbound, back on the top with it again. It's going to come to Brennan Miller. Down low, Gatzmeier batted out of his hand, batted around it, saved out on top by Zach Evans. Looked like for a moment, Rossville is going to come away with a steal. Here's a driving layup. It's up and no good. And Rossville with a rebound. Here come the Dogs, and their outlet pass is just way too high, too long, and too far. And the Dogs are going to turn it back over. 3:55 to play here in the third. And Valley Falls is going to be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. Here they come. Had to track that ball down. It had kind of gotten away into the corner here for a little bit. Up court with it they come. Valley feeds up to the wing. Long three, short. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be knocked away. Here comes Rossville. It's a one-on-one. The finger roll up and good for two. The bucket to Patrizzi, and he has 8 points. It's a 44-23 Valley Falls lead. Down to 3:20 to go in the third. Craxner has it over on the left side. Back out on top, Cervantes. Now to Miller. 3:10 to go. Oh, beautiful move. And then Gatzmeier goes up. The defense says, we're not going to give you that easy shot. Fouls him. He will come to the line. A couple of shots coming up here for Avery. Avery Gatzmeier coming to the line. 3:09 to go. First foul tonight for Bush. The free throw is up for Avery and won't go in. Gatzmeier has not scored in the second half after 14 in the first. Neither has Zach Evans after 15 first half points. Neither one of them has scored yet in the second half. Second free throw here will change that. It's 45-23. So Avery will have his 15th point, tying Zach Evans for scoring honors. Still a ways to go, though. 3 minutes left in the third quarter here. Cade Perrine with the ball, left side, Rossville. Looks into the middle. They're kind of spreading the floor a little bit now. Trying to open it up maybe inside. Now the cross-court pass is batted. Fight for the ball. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And they're going to say it belongs to Rossville. 2:47 to go. Third quarter. It'll be plenty of play directly in front of the scorer's table. And Valley Falls is going to make a substitution. They're going to take Craxner out of the game and into the contest. It's going to come Spencer. Spencer Doramaggi into the lineup now for the Dragons. Driving into the lane, little one-handed runner. Oh, that was nicely done. Cade Perrine, he's at double figures for Rossville with 10. 45-25. Dragons out front, 2:22 to go in the third. Now dish it left, the kick down to the baseline, not a lot of room there. Comes back out on top. Spencer has it. Now they'll dump it over to the left side again. Zach Evans, he's deep in the corner. Between the circles, it comes to Brennan Miller. Valley Falls again. Doesn't seem to be in any kind of a hurry. They've got virtually a four-corner offense. Doramaggi standing at the top of the key, and then players in each of the four corners. And as the ball goes into the middle, a reach in to steal results in a foul. The foul is going to be on, Brody, maybe? Brody Leitz will have his first foul tonight. And we've got a minute 54 to go in the third. Gatzmeier will do the inbound at the baseline. His pass in way out on top, taken by Cervantes and Dillon. Kicks it out on top of the game. We're going to see Donna Paul just reset that offense. They're taking their time. No hurry at all. Leading here by 20. Driving shot is up. Cervantes won't go. And rebound cleared down by Perrine. Here comes Rossville. The feed up the court. The layup, got it. So the Dogs putting together a little bit of a run. And Patrizzi having a big third quarter. That's a half a dozen in the quarter and 10 in the game. So Rossville has two double-digit scorers. And that's about all that Coach Caleb Gatzmeier wants. And he's going to call a timeout. Talk to his team a little bit. Taking a break, Joseph, down to a minute 22 to go in the third. Valley Falls 45, Rossville 27.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Minute 15 to go. The shot goes up, and Valley Falls knocks one down from deep to the left side. That 3 points is going to belong to Dillon Cervantes. Dillon has, eight in the game. That's 48-25. And just as quickly as that, Valley Falls comes out of the timeout. kicks the offense back up a little bit of a notch, and now the defense kicks up a notch. The ball is going to be stolen up the floor 50 seconds ago in the third. Cervantes taking it down the right side, working in front of Coach Gassmeyer, and the Dragon bench brings it out on top. Miller has it there, goes left side. Gassmeyer shot for three, he's up and no good. We're about to get Rosdahl. Perrine coming down with the ball. Baseball pass to the other end, and again, it's not going to be hauled in by his teammate on the other end of the floor. Finally, they also bring it back up. Checking out of the lineup for Roswell is going to be Patrizzi, and back in for Roswell will come Brock Bush. 35 seconds ago. Third quarter, 48-27 Dragons. Miller goes to the top, kicks it right side, Doramaggi. Back again to Brennan. Stops, bunny hops, nothing there. Goes to Gassmeyer, whose three fails, but right there for the cleanup follow shot. Dylan Cervantes, 50-27. 8 seconds, seven. Roster's going to have to be cognizant of the shot clock or the play clock. Three, the running shot up and good for Perrine, and that is the end of the third quarter. We'll be back, fourth quarter, coming up here in Oskaloosa. Tommy Falls, 50. And Rossville, 29.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
That third quarter, if you're counting playing quarters against quarters, was a tie. Each team scoring a dozen points. Roswell is now led by Kate Perrine with a dozen points. Francisco Patrizzi has 10. Bros 4 and Horak 3 for Valley Falls. 15 apiece now for Zach Evans and Avery Gatzmeyer. Double-digit scoring Dylan Cervantes has 10. Half a dozen for Trenton Graxter. And Brennan Miller has knocked in 4. Only starters for these two teams have scored tonight. We go to the fourth quarter. Valley Falls in the home white, Rossville in the scarlet with white. The ball comes into midcourt, and here we go, Rossville on offense. Over to the right side for Ryan. Top of the key between the circles is Bush. He's the only starter for either team who has not scored. Gets it back over to Badura. Also with the ball, Perrine. Back out between the circles, Bush. Big guy, Brody Leeds has it. Goes back over to the right. Sets the screen. The layup off the mark. That was a well-run and nicely executed play, but just didn't finish it. Valley Falls coming up with a rebound, and back up the floor they come with 7.5 to go. Starting to drive in, and then Brennan Miller suddenly stops and backs away. He says, you know, wait a minute. I don't think that's what Coach has in mind for us to do. Does not appear Valley Falls is looking to attack the basket much. Think a little back door with Gatzmeyer or maybe Trenton. They would take that. Here's Cervantes at the free throw line. Now they'll skip it down to the block. Back up will come. Craxner three, too strong, and it's out of bounds. And Valley Falls basketball. 6:56 to go. 50-29 Valley Falls. Looking directly into the eyes of their 11th consecutive win this season. Dragons in the corner. Craxton will take it. Immediately dishes it out on top where Brennan Miller runs the offense. Rolling back to Dylan. Cervantes shot no. And it's lost out of bounds. Back it comes to Rossville. And here's the thing for Coach Gatzmeyer of Valley Falls. When your team gets a big lead like they did, jumping out at the end of the quarter by an 18-4 margin, up by 21 at halftime. It's really so hard to maybe maintain that enthusiasm and that drive. Here's a Rossville possession that again, is being, it's being as patient as Valley right now. They'll take it to the free throw line. Gorak with it. Start to the top. Brings it back down to the wing and back out on top. 6 minutes to go. Knocked away for a moment from Perrine. Back over left side, Padura. He'll cut into the lane, and as he does, he gets around. And Avery just says, no, no, I can't do that. It will be Avery's first foul, and how about this? This is the first foul of the second half by Valley Falls, coming to 5:58 to play in the game. So Valley Falls, on the night, okay, on the night has committed three total fouls, one each on three different players. And we're in the fourth quarter. Bede will go over to the right side. Rossville with the basketball, trailing it by some 21 points here. 5:45 to go, and again, Dogs in absolutely no hurry to generate offense. Patrizzi, left side to Perrine. He's going to be the guy to shoot. Here he goes from 15. No. And a rebound, Cervantes. Down court, left side with it is going to be Evans. Baseline runner waved off, and they'll say he got fouled down there. Our official kind of makes his way to the scorer's table ahead. That one's going to be on Cade Perrine. It's his second tonight. 5.5 to go in the game. Valley goes left side, backing in Kraxner. Cervantes will launch and hit the three. Dylan Cervantes, 13 points. 53-29. 5:10 to go. Roscoe feeds to the free throw line. The turnaround from about 8. It's up. It's good. And with that, every starter for both teams has scored. No player who is not a starter has scored. And a quick break down the floor and a pass into the middle. It's up and in. And as I say that, there's your first non-starter. That's Carson Clark getting two. 55-31, Valley. And on the upcourt pass, say, Brennan Miller foul. And now he's going to pick up a second foul tonight. Rossville coming and playing down to their offensive baseline, trailing at 55-31, 4:44 to go. Looking down to the baseline, it's not going to be there. Bringing it back instead, way out on the wing to Perrine. He'll feed it to the right side of the free throw line. Looking in the middle, there's nowhere to get inside on Gatzmeier. He'll go right side, Perrine kisses it off the window and scores. 14 points, Cade Perrine. 55-33, Valley Falls. We're just about to the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Cervantes goes back door, cracks here. Nice pass over to the left side, and a shot block. Knocked back out on top where Gatzmeier cuts loose with the long three. Won't go. Rebound tipped around a little bit. Kraxner saves it to Gatzmeier, who scores it. Avery Gatzmeier at 17. 57-33, and we are inside 4 to go in the game. Baseline 3 is up and good for Rossville and Cameron Badura. 57-36. Seeing a little scoring here after a couple of 12-point third quarters, each team with 12 in the third quarter. Here's a shot across. No, man. Well, Valley Falls is taking a little time, looking for their shot. You know what? Let me take a moment. Joseph, if you don't mind, I would like to let our listeners know that they're enjoying some high school hoops here tonight on CAIR Radio. That is K-A-I-R-F-M Horton Atchison. The shot by Rossville doesn't go. Follow shot doesn't go. And on the third shot, we're going to have a Valley Falls foul. Going to be on Dylan Cervantes, his first foul tonight. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left. A couple of free throws here for Rossville and Brock Bush. Brock takes a little time, and that one right in there. Now, returning to the floor for Valley Falls is going to be Zach Evans. 57-37. Valley Falls by 20. Second free throw. Yes. Bush has 4. 57-38. Cervantes up the floor with the basketball, and Valley Falls back on offense. We'll see how much they attack. They'll feed underneath, and they look for Gatzmeier. The high hop off that bounce pass kind of gets away from him. Valley will bring it back down. Out on top, Perrine three. No. Tipped, no. Rebound, Valley falls. Now a little pressure on the upcourt play. Dylan Cervantes will bring it into the forecourt with no difficulty whatever. His cross-court pass, though, is going to get away and get out of bounds. Crossville back up the floor with it. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. Valley Falls coming in at 10-0. Number two in the state of Kansas. They are good. They're fast, and they play very team-oriented ball. Kind of fun to watch. 57-38. Here's Perrine with it. Between the circles again, it'll go Patrizzi. Dribbles with the left hand, crosses over to the right. His shot goes up, and it is thrown out down at the baseline. The rejection by Carson Clark. Crossville has it back in. 2:28 left. It comes in. The turnaround shot for Ryan for two. No. And rebound down for Valley Falls is going to be Clark. Up the floor, Gatzmeyer. Starts in. The little bunny hop. The shot too strong. Tip no good. Rebound. Pull down. Here comes Rossville. It is a 2-on-1. Driving. The shot toned out, and it's going to be another foul on Carson. Carson's just not going to let you have that uncontested layup on that fast break. He will give up his second foul to not let that happen, and Perrine will come to the free throw line where, with 14 points on the night, he is 2 of 2 at the line, making now 3 of 3 at the line. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Rossville, second free throw. Yeah. Perrine's got a nice touch. And again, not a big guy, but he is a worker and hustles out there constantly. He's up to 16 points in his 57-40. 2 minutes to play. Round to the right side. Kraxner looking in. Once Gatzmeyer can't get him. Back to the left for Cervantes, who will fire in a three. Dylan has done it back-to-back threes here in the fourth quarter. It's got 16 points now, and it's 60-40. And on the upcourt play, we're going to get another foul. This one is on Avery. A couple of fouls now for Avery Gatzmeyer, who checks out. So Avery's out, and Brennan Miller returns to the game. A minute 40 to play. All the way out, very near the center circle, Perrine takes the inbound pass. Swings it over to the right. Badura has it. Comes to the top of the key. Squares it and throws in a three. How about that? Cameron Badura, a couple of fourth quarter. 3-point shots, and we've got a Rossville timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break with only 90 seconds to go. Dragons 60, Dogs 43.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Another game coming up here on Camp Radio. Before you know it, the anticipated 7:30 tip-off, and I think we're going to get the thing off on time, maybe just a moment or two early between Jefferson County North and Oskaloosa here in Friday night pool play at the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational. Rossville is going to apply some full court pressure on the inbound, and Raleigh Falls brings the ball in. Brennan Miller coming up the court. We're going to get Perrine. He'll drive and shoot on the other end. Nope. But an eye rebound underneath by Valley. Doramaggi tries to go up, and the officials are going to say it was a block shot jump ball. And Coach Gatzmeyer, I don't think, is really completely good with that, but leading by 20 with a minute to go, probably going to let it slide a little bit. Doramaggi takes the inbound, shoots, can't get it, and the rebound out of bounds. Coming back again to Valley Falls at their baseline. It'll be brought in play by Brennan Miller. Valley Falls has not gone deep. In fact, this is now only seven that they've played all night. Brennan Miller way out on top. Now, they have made just moments ago Logan Martin's substitution, so Logan has checked in. And we have the ball knocked away and out of bounds, and you're going to get another timeout. And you know what? We are. Let's do it, Joseph. Why not? 55 seconds left. It's all Dragons here. They're in front 60-43.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
We return to Oskaloosa. Welcome back, everybody. Valley Falls putting it in play. They're going to lob it and come way out on top. And now Sue's on the floor. They will pick it up. Feet underneath. The Romaji scores. Spencer for two. 62-43. 40 seconds left. Kate Perrine down with it. Dogs. Perrine in the lane. Rotates. Puts the shot up. Off the rim. Two times. No. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Carson Clark. Pass over to the other end of the court, and somehow Zach Evans, I don't know if he lost an eye of a look on it. It took his eye off of what happened, but tell you what, Coach Gadsmeyer is really unhappy with that. It's just a silly turnover, and back up, it will come Rossville again. The dish over to the right side. The set three, around and around and good. Three for Hunter Rose from over there. 11 seconds left. Valley Falls has no intention of doing anything with it, and that is going to do it. Final score tonight, Valley Falls 62, Rossville 46. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
And Oskaloosa, Kansas, first game of the night in the books. And Valley Falls led from start to finish. They jumped out 7-0, led by 14 at the end of the quarter, winning tonight 62-46. Scoring recap, team for Rossville, Kate Perrine, 16 points. Francesco Patrizzi with 10, half a dozen tonight for Cameron Badura, Hunter Bros with 7. It was Brock Bush, 4-3 for Jason Horak. For Valley Falls, 3 triple-digit scorers. Avery Gatzmeyer, 17. Dylan Cervantes, 16. And 15, Evans. Writing out the scoring then, Trenton Craxton with a half a dozen. 4 for Brennan Miller and 2 apiece. Spencer Doramaggi and Carson Clark. Tell you what, his team may not have won, but Kate Perrine with 16 points, he's my Bank of Action player of the game because that guy showed heart and he battled. He never gave up. maybe the smallest guy out on the court, and yet he had double digit scoring tonight and led his team in probably most categories. Brownsville goes to 2-10. Valley Falls remains perfect at 11-0. We're taking a break here, but do not go away. We'll be back in about 12 minutes. It's going to be Jefferson County North and Oskaloosa, the second half of our tournament doubleheader. That said, we're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studios. Take it away, my friend.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.